From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing. Got to thinking it over. The road to the river. It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show. Songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros. Yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the Clown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Now here he is, the biggest man in these parts, Smiley Burnett.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, hello, Joe.
How you doing, Smiley?
Well, I'm just fine. Say, is your sister getting married? I heard she was.
Well, she'd like to, but she can't get permission.
What do you mean?
Well, see, she's a minor.
Well, now, ain't that just like John L. Lewis? I think all right to him.
You know about that. Oh, I'm having me trouble, boy. I mean, my new hat store.
Yeah.
You know, the guy on one side of me, he puts up a big sign that says fire sale all over the front of it.
Mm.
And the guy on the other side, he put up a sign that says going out of business sale. I fixed them on
that.
I put a sign over my front door, great big letter says, main entrance here. Oh, yes. Lots of shoppers downtown these days, too. Oh, women sure have a time when they're shopping. The other day, Mrs. Gallinipper came over to Ned Nedra's store and asked Ned if he could let her have 50 pounds of hamburger. Ned said yes, he could, and she wanted to know if he could deliver it. Ned scratched his head a minute, and he said, no, I reckon I couldn't. Mrs. Gallinipper says, well, why? Your delivery wagon is parked right out in front. Ned says, well, that's right, but if I let you have 50 pounds of hamburger, I won't have anything left to pull the wagon with.
There's a million memories that are locked up in my heart. Memories of days that are gone. There's a lot of loneliness that you blame me for, I guess. Someday you'll know you were wrong. If you were only fooling me, fooling from the start, then I guess you're happy, dear, now that we're apart. There is nothing left for me, so I'll keep my memory, darling, locked up in my heart.
Singing one of Shug Fisher's tune, you know that?
Pretty, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Say, you know, Joe, the North Hollywood red car I was on yesterday to hit a cow.
Was it on the track?
No, the trolley chased it into a barn, you stupid. Well, sir, friends, I'd like to have you hear a few words from our sponsor now.
Thank you.
was the Whippoorwills. Boy, that was a good one. You know that? That really gets your foot to patting there. Say, folks, by the way, I hope you haven't forgotten what our address is. It's awful easy. You don't even have to even write it down. Just put Box 100, Studio City. Like to hear from you. We sure would.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All of my hats are unsightly, and all of my clothes are a crime. If, dear, and you, I fit rightly, it's the very first time.
You came along, say, I think it's marvelous. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell.
I done it.
Well, what'd you do?
I sold that pig this morning.
Yeah? What'd you get for him?
$10.
Well, what'd it cost you to raise him, Smiley?
Well, let's see. I bought him for $4, and I paid $6 more for feed.
Well, man, that means you didn't make a single cent of profit.
Oh, well, maybe I didn't. But I had the nicest hog around for company all winter long, you know?
Hey, listen, Smiley. You know, last year you had the thinnest hogs I ever saw in my life.
Wasn't them the thinnest hogs? I swear I had bad luck. Well, we did have one distinction, though.
What's that?
We had the only bacon at the county fair with two rinds. See, that reminds me, Joe. Did you hear about Roy Lanham and that little boy of his? Oh, Roy just threw a fit.
Well, what's this all about now?
Well, the Lanhams were all sitting around the dinner table last night. And Roy's little boy reached for the last piece of cake on the plate and just started stuffing it in his mouth. So Roy says to him, he says, Junior, you're a pig. Do you know what a pig is? This little Junior says, yep, Dad, said the pig's the hog's little boy. Oh, I could just go on about pigs and hogs for an hour.
Yeah, you probably will, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, Smiley. You were saying?
Well, one time I took a job as a farmhand at a little place way back in the woods. And one day I asked the farmer that owned the place, I said, why in the dickens does that old hog keep trying to come into my room every night? Do you think he's taking a liking to me? And the owner says, no, it ain't that, Smiley. He says, just because that's his room during the winter. Say, Whirligigs, come here, will you? I've always admired you fellas so much, and you too, sweet Susie here. I'm wondering if I could get into your act here. I know I can't sing the songs you sing, but I wrote this one myself just to sing with you. Go ahead. I spend a lot of time in her living room, telling her what she means to me. I know I'm simply crazy about her. I know it, but does she? She knows I've told a lot of other cuties that line about the bride-to-be. This time I know I'm on the level. I know it, but does she? I see those pretty eyes have a twinkle when I hold her hand and plead my case. I can tell she thinks I'm an expert,
but I'm losing out all over the place. The right approach at present is elusive. Confidentially, I'm up a tree. I know that she's the one I'm gonna marry. I know it, but does she? I know it, but does she?
To tell you, gang. Quick one to tell you. Did you hear about the two little ants was running around the top of a Cracker Box?
Oh, having a race, huh?
Well, they was going as fast as they could across the top of the Cracker Box when suddenly one of them says to the other, says, what are we running so fast here for? And the other says, well, can't you read? It says tear along the dotted line. Well, so folks, here we go now. This old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me. I dare you to talk about me.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with George Brown, the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.